The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt. We've got a week of FA Cup replays, and my name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm great, thank you. Looking forward to these replays. I love an FA Cup replay in the midweek.
So do I.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got the first game that we're going to look at. We'll get straight into it. Man United against Cambridge United. It's a real fairy tale story in the making. Mm. Manchester United are priced up at the moment at 1-12, Lee. The draw is 10-1 and Cambridge United 33-1 for what would be a real FA Cup fairy tale. The first meeting, Cambridge United, they did all right.
Yeah.
They restricted Man United. They didn't really have any real clear-cut opportunities. But surely the fairy tale has to end at Old Trafford.
Yes, I think so. I mean, the cliche has us believe that you only get one chance at this if you're the minnow. And I think this is just a perfect example of that. You know, that they did brilliantly. You know, it was everything that a Friday night cup game with a minnow playing a big team should be. And you know, it pretty much lived up to that. Man United were restricted to very, very few chances in the game. But this will be different. You know, we know that the manager will field a strong team here. We've said before on this podcast, previewing this game and others, that wherever he's managed, he's won a cup competition before, he's won the major domestic league and everything else that he's won. He values this. Since that draw, this cup has been blown wide open, hasn't it? With the defeats for Chelsea and for Manchester City. Obviously, still some big teams in there, but great opportunity for Man United to go very far in this tournament. The only thing that they can win, in my opinion, this season, and in most other people's opinion, I'd guess, as well. You know, they're a very different team at home as well. We were talking before the weekend about their performances at home in the Premier League. You know, they'd scored a lot of goals at home, right up there with the best in the division, and a lot of first-half goals at home as well. I've been having a look at how many goals they've scored in the first half. They've scored 25 goals at home in all competitions. 16 of them have come in the first half this season. It was something that Sir Alex Ferguson always used to make sure they did, and that's come out quick, and they do it again. 3 goals in the first half against Leicester. 6 of their 12 home games have also featured 2 first-half goals. So for the more mathematically astute of you, that's 50%. You can get a price of 21-20 for over 1.5 first-half goals for Man U. I think that's decent.
Yeah.
You know, 6-4 at the weekend for over 1.5 goals in the first half, full stop, against Leicester. It came in again. You know, obviously, 6 of those, that stat of 6 of 12, you know, if you look at the home games, they're against teams who I would suggest are better than Cambridge United as well, and who defend better than Cambridge United will be able to. Not decrying them, but, you know, Leicester tried to go there and keep it tight, didn't work. Newcastle, you know, you look back at the teams that they've done that against. Newcastle United, they scored in the 23rd and 36th minute. Liverpool, they had 2 goals up by 40 minutes. You know, obviously much better teams than Cambridge. And you go back and look, you know, the teams that did it against QPR as well. Also did it against Hull City. So, you know, we can go back and look at all the different teams. I think that'll happen again. I think they'll go out and they'll try and get this game put to bed quite early. And I just don't think Cambridge will be able to cope, whatever team they put out. Now, one player who Van Gaal's been talking about quite a lot is Yanezai.
Yeah.
He's actually almost given him a bit of an ultimatum to say, go and show me what you can do. Show me that you can be the kind of player who should be here. And I think we might see a big game from him. The price on him scoring isn't so great any time. You're looking at odds on, and I'm not sure I can trust someone who hasn't quite been doing it at odds on. I mean, it might be an interesting bet for first goal, but still only 5-1. So because of the prices, you're looking at Herrera, the first player you get to before you got in an odds against price for any time goal scorers. I might just leave that one be. I expect him to live up to it, because I think when you get lower league teams, what they do struggle against is genuine pace and genuine trickery. And I think he might have a good game, but I'm happy with that first half bet. I think United could win it healthily. In terms of the handicaps, probably looking, I could see them winning this 3-0 or 4-0. And then they might just rest players in the second half. But wouldn't be surprised if they've scored 3 in the first half like they did against Leicester at the weekend. So first half handicaps are another way in for me. Man United minus 2 goals in the match is 8-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind that too much, would you? And then you look at the Man United to win over 2.5 goals in the match, by the way, still 1-4. I mean, you get... I'm just looking for the handicaps, the first half handicap market. See if we've got that out. Yeah. Minus one goal, 23-20.
Don't mind that.
Yeah, so the over 1.5 is 23-20. The minus one is 23-20. For the smidgen in it, I'd probably still go just for the over 1.5, just in case Cambridge score a goal.
Yeah.
Very unlikely, though.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though. And if you look at the game against Leicester at the weekend, there was a slight change in the way Man United approached the game. I mean, if you look at them against Cambridge United, I know they got behind the ball, they set up solid, it was windy, it was difficult conditions, but they were quite happy to play in front of the Manchester United. Whereas if you look against Leicester, they were getting much more direct with the passing, they were going forward much quicker. And if they do that with, no disrespect to Cambridge United, if they do that on Tuesday evening, they won't be able to live with them, will they?
No, not at all. I completely agree with you. The speed of play, if Demiria, obviously team news is big, but I don't see any reason why he won't play a strong team in this game. I mean, we're told we could see Valdez in goal. Maybe James Wilson will play, but I still think they'll have a smattering there and he'll still have quality on the bench to bring off, you know, just in case they don't get off to fly. But I see no reason why if... In the Premier League, they've managed to score two goals in the first half, at least in six of their games. Why they won't do that against Cambridge United?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else there? Shall we move on?
Yeah, I'm happy to move on there. Like I say, if you're looking for a match market, handicaps are the way for me. The minus two, 8-13, but all about a big first half for me.
Okay. Moving on to the next match we'll look at, Sheffield United take on Preston. It's 7-5 for Sheffield United. The draw is 21-10 and Preston also 21-10. Finished 1-1 when these two met at Deepdale. Since then, Sheffield United have had two decent results, really. They drew 2-2 with Spurs in the Capital One Cup semi-final. Mm. Very bold effort at Bramall. And since then, they beat Swindon 2-0 in the league. They're in pretty good nick and they take on a Preston form that have struggled of late. They haven't won in the last seven games, in fact, they haven't won. So with Sheffield United's, I don't know what you call it, cup nous.
And I like it. You know, they've obviously got something going on. I wondered if Nigel Clough would be as bothered as they are, obviously are, about the cups, just because where they are in the league, you know, the sixth at the moment. They can ill afford a cup run to derail their league form. But, I mean, you know, look at that result. I was really surprised by the result against Swindon. Swindon are third. Mm. You know, they're above both these teams. You know, Murphy came off the bench and bagged the goals. I think this is a really interesting match. And I'm willing to think that Nigel Clough's going to give it everything here against his Preston team, who are above them in the league. As you say, the form is drifting. I think they will be more likely, because they're a little bit worried, more likely to weaken down for this cup competition and Sheffield United to go through at home. You know, I think the fans will still have the scent of that great Capital One Cup run in the nostrils, and so will the players. You know, they'll fancy it. And of course, the winner of this FA Cup tie has a nice little treat to look forward to as well, because they have the winner of the one that we've just previewed, don't they? Mm. They've got the winner of Man United versus Cambridge.
So in all likelihood, they're going to get Man United, probably.
Yes, you'd say so, wouldn't you? So I think this is a big game, and I think the way that Sheffield United have taken to the cups this year and in previous years, I think they'll go for this. I think Sheffield United at 7-5 is a good bet, to be fair. I do like it a lot. Yeah, both teams have scored, another way of playing this, because in the previous head-to-heads between these two sides, and you're talking about, you know, the same team this season, 30th of August at Preston, it was 1-1. At Bramall Lane in the league on the 10th of January, it was 2-1. And in the FA Cup game that you've just mentioned before, it was 1-1. So I think it's a very fair both teams to score bet, and I'll stick in Sheffield United to win on the night and the both teams to score at 4-1. I do like that a lot. Okay. It only happened on the 10th of January. Yeah. It's not long ago, is it, that they got that? I mean, fair enough, the Preston goal was in stoppage time and it was a bit of a consolation. But, I fancy that, 4-1. I mean, for anyone who just wants a, you know, the basic outright bet, Sheffield United to win is fine for me.
Yeah. It's a tricky one to work out, really, because, like you say, both teams probably should concentrate on the league, but they've got this massive FA Cup carrot of probably playing Man United at home.
Yeah.
And the big teams, two of them... big teams, two of the massive worries are already gone. There's a real chance for somebody to have a real run at the cup this year,
without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, and as we've seen year after year, an un fashionable club, if you want, in inverted commas, goes to the final. You know, it's not often you get a big gun against a big gun these days. So definitely an opportunity. And, you know, as we've said, it just seems to love the... I don't know if it's in his DNA that... What, I mean, it'd be great. I mean, as a manager and as a player, he's loved it. And obviously his dad, it was the one thing that he didn't win, wasn't it? Remember, you know, never managed to win the FA Cup, unbelievably. Quite a strong fancy for Sheffield United in this game.
Okay. The final game from the FA Cup fourth round replays is on Tuesday evening.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, on Tuesday evening. Fulham against Sunderland. Fulham 19-10. The draw 11-5. Sunderland 6-4. Fulham were in good enough form until the weekend. They got beat by Blackburn, but John Rose has started scoring again, so it's no mean feat to get the better of Blackburn when he's in good form. Sunderland, I think, are interesting nowadays. They've got potential, especially with Jermaine Defoe amongst the goals now as well for them. Have I given the price? I haven't. What do you make of this league? Another tricky one to call. Really.
It is a quite tricky one to call because you've got to try and get inside the manager's head. And I mean, Gus Poyet is in this instance, because I think if Sunderland want to go and win this, then they've got an ideal opportunity to go and win it, despite it being at Fulham. Obviously, Jermaine Defoe off the mark straight away. I was looking at how the managers changed things around for the previous game. Now, Rodwell's banned for this game, by the way, after getting a sending off in the previous match. Incidentally, when Sunderland had 65 booking points to their name, Fulham had none. So, you know, Sunderland really got stuck into them, including two yellows for Rodwell, so that's 35 for him. But still, you know, three yellow cards other than his misdemeanours. They had Mannone in goal, Billy Jones played, Seb Coates played, Fletcher played, and there were four changes to the team. Maybe they'll do the same there. I would be surprised if Jermaine Defoe doesn't play in this. There's been some chat from the man himself talking about how he wants to, you know, score some FA Cup goals and get them through to the next round. Just a slightly better feel about the club, I think, since he went there. And they've changed the formation slightly to accommodate him as well. Fulham also made changes, though. You know, we were talking in the office about this earlier on. Jack Grimmer was in and Fofana was in, but Brian Ruiz and Moussa Dembele came into the team for the cup game. I mean, these are two players who, in the Premier League, people were raving about. Brian Ruiz and Moussa Dembele. I mean, why is he playing the Championship?
He's only playing in the cup.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Why is he just playing in the cup? I mean, what a player. I mean, you know, I don't watch him and don't keep tabs on him week in, week out, but maybe he's just, you know, obviously he's just not doing it and needs a move. But I always think with players like that, if they're playing against a Premier League team, they might just raise their game a touch. I quite fancy Sunderland to win the game, but I don't fancy the price at all. I've got a little suspicion for Fulham here. I don't know why, really. I don't know why they would want to necessarily have a massive run in the cup. They've got 34 points in the Championship and a 15th at the moment. I think they're going to be all right at Fulham. This is just a pure price play. It could go all the way again after being a tight game the first time round. That 34 points is a full... 7 points above the drop zone, which isn't loads in the Championship. You can go on a bit of a stinky run. I'm going to have a little flutter on Fulham, despite Sunderland. I think they're not a team I can be backing easily. It's a tricky game, though. I'm really struggling. Could go all the way to extra time, this one. But I'm going to give Fulham a little squeak here. They score some goals at home. Even though Sunderland have got some goals in them now, that their away goal scoring record doesn't fill me full of confidence. Where Fulham, I think they could rattle two or three in here, and I don't know if Sunderland can keep up with that. When they get going, they score some goals at home. They scored four against Wednesday recently, three against Forest at home. They've scored threes and fours in previous games. So yeah, Fulham to win the game. But if they're going to win it, I think they'll have to win it pretty well. So. Rather than backing them at 19-10, I'll go for the 9-2 for Fulham to win and both teams to score.
Okay.
It's not the most confident shout, though, I must admit. It's a bit of a flyer.
I could easily see this being a draw and going to extra time.
Me too.
It's hard because...
There's not a lot of fight in there, is there?
You can't really work out what's in the manager's head. I mean, no. Gus Poyet could be thinking, I need to stay clear of relegation here. I've got a goal scorer now in Jermaine Defoe, and Conor Wickham's found form again. Do I risk them in the cup or do I save them for the league? And likewise for Fulham. I thought Fulham would win the first match,
and I didn't see enough in Sunderland to make me think they were desperate to stay in the cup. if that makes sense.
Okay.
Without them, obviously, no, you know, I'm not casting aspersions on what they're doing, but I just didn't see enough. If they didn't win the first leg, and Fulham, you're still getting Fulham at nearly 2-1 on the outrights, and 9-2 and both with them to win and both teams to score, I think you can go for that.
Okay. The final game in the FA Cup fourth round replays is Bolton against Liverpool. It takes place on Wednesday evening. Bolton are 5-1, the draw is 14-5, and Liverpool are 4-7. Liverpool in very good form at the moment. I was impressed with them against West Ham and against Chelsea in the Capital One Cup. Bolton, though, they're a pretty solid side at home, and the first meeting between these two finished 0-0. But team news is important with regard to Liverpool, but they must look at this and think, we can go and try and win this cup.
Definitely. The same category as Man United.
Yeah.
Since the draw, they've seen what's happened in the cup, and it's a real opportunity here for them. They've only conceded that one goal in the 90 minutes. I know they conceded to Chelsea in extra time, but in 90-minute games, they've only conceded the one goal, and that was to Chelsea in their last six matches. Away wins at Sunderland 2-0, Aston Villa 2-0. They obviously had a 0-0 against Bolton. And they obviously went to Chelsea, and not in 90 minutes. It was a 0-0 draw. Beat West Ham 2-0 at the weekend. Put that up on the punt. I wish I'd had it as my nap, because I quite liked it. It's 9-5 for them to win 2-0 at home to West Ham, which I thought was a good bet. And I'm pretty confident they'll do the same here. I mean, Neil Lennon has been doing okay, you know, and I think his chance to grab the spotlight here in a TV game on a Wednesday night, I think he'll have his players bang up for it, but I don't know how adventurous they'll be in front of Liverpool. I think they might be happy to kind of keep things tight and see where they go. Did score two against Wolves in the last home game, but they haven't been prolific goal scorers at home. Zach Clough scored both goals for them against Wolverhampton. Scored two against Blackburn at home as well. But like I say, I think that, you know, this step up against this Liverpool team, who looks so much more tight defensively and in midfield, they seem to have really bought into this now and finally started to click. If Sturridge plays, it's a nice little mug bet, isn't it? Obviously kind of made his name, if you like, in the Premier League at Bolton, didn't he, on loan? So wouldn't be a massive surprise to see him go back there and score a goal. I think I'm going to give Liverpool a go on the win to nil again here. I think they'll keep it very tight and they'll win. They're not doing an awful lot. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they just do the job and win 2-0 here again, to be honest with you. The other thing is, at 4-7, that's the sort of price you get Liverpool at Premier League clubs who are lower down in the table.
Yeah.
I'm not backing them at 4-7 because, you know, I don't really like those sort of prices full stop. But yeah, I think Liverpool to win 2-0 is 7-1. They seem to be getting into a groove of doing that. And Liverpool just to win 2-0 will be my play. Sturridge, in terms of prices, 10-11.
Not bad.
He's a good player, isn't he? He scores goals for fun for Liverpool.
Took his goal brilliantly after such a long absence. It's exactly what Liverpool have been missing. So.
In his interview afterwards, they were like, you know, what about, you know, has it been hard? And he's like, look, it's just football. I'm cool about it. You know, I had time out of the team. Nothing we could do about it. No point whinging about it. Went away, got it fixed, got myself fit. Here I am. 8-5 for Liverpool to win 2-0. There's a few bets I like around Liverpool in this game. And I could play that. But if Sturridge plays, Sturridge to score in a Liverpool win, 13-10.
Mm.
Like that as well. Like a lot of these. Yeah. Just hope Bolton don't win.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all kiboshed. Liverpool minus one is 11-8.
Yeah.
2-0 lends you that. You don't like that one so much, do you?
No, I don't.
Tell by their face.
Well, Bolton are solid at home. They haven't lost in the last 9 games at home. They've won 6 of them and drawn the other 3. They are a very tough side at home.
Good side, tight side, but they do concede and they don't score enough for me. I'm erring on the side, rather than going for Liverpool to win and both teams to score, which I've obviously liked in a lot of these games, I'm erring on the side of Liverpool maintaining this, what they're doing. I think they will treat this like it's another big game for them, because it is a big game for them. They have to get through this this game, in my opinion, and they have to stay in this competition. Otherwise, I know they've still got the Champions, yeah, they've got the Europa League, sorry, but, you know, it's not the same for me. I think they've got a better chance of winning this, obviously, than they have. Next game they'll play will be away at Crystal Palace, which is another potentially winnable game for them. So yeah, Liverpool, I'll go take your pick between Liverpool to win 2-0 and Liverpool to win and Daniel Sturridge to score. I'll probably side on the Sturridge one, just because they can do that without, and they can concede still. I always get a bit scared of win 2-0 bets, even though I put it up for Liverpool at the weekend.
Okay, what do you make of this?
Go on.
Liverpool, I think Bolton will come out and set up to be pretty solid.
Yeah, agreed.
Liverpool, I don't think they'll bust a gut to try and beat them early. I think they'll just wear them down and wear them down.
I know where you're going with this.
Draw at half-time. Liverpool to go on to win the match 16-5 on the double result. It would have happened at the weekend against West Ham. And I just, you know, I don't think Bolton will want to give too much away. And Liverpool will just think we'll get through this and they'll just keep plugging away at them.
I can, yeah.
16-5.
I can see that happening. Yeah, it's a decent... A decent bet. I don't see any reason why not, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd happy to go along with you on that one.
What's your best bet there, though? I'll
go Sturridge to score, Liverpool to win. Obviously, if he doesn't play, then there's no bet there. So if he doesn't play, just Liverpool to win to nil would be my second favourite bet in the match. Going back to your thoughts on that, they scored early in both Sunderland and the Aston Villa games, which is the only thing that I would say about that draw half-time draw full-time. I didn't score early against Wimbledon as well in the FA Cup. I get where you're coming from with that. Because they are, I think Lennon will have them right up for the game.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have a best bet for the week?
My favourite bet is that Man United one. Man United to score over 1.5 first half goals at 21-20. Nice. That would be my nap if we did such things in midweek.
There's no such thing as a midweek nap, from what I've heard. But okay, well, it should be good. I'm looking forward to these matches.
Me too.
Yeah, so good. Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you, Mark. Good luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.